In just 9 months, from February to October 2003, 7 individuals in New Britain, Connecticut, went missing. All of their bodies were subsequently found in close proximity to one another in a wooded lot behind a suburban strip mall. The mall could not have appeared more ordinary in location or style. And yet, for many years, as patrons ate at Subway, paid to have their car mufflers fixed or their hair cut, purchased their beer, or poked around Daddy's junky music store, the bodies of the killer's victims lay rotting on the swampy earth located just a few hundred yards away. I first heard about the then unresolved murders in early 2015 while researching some other open murder cases not far from my home along Route 8 in Northwest Connecticut. Every time I searched the internet for information about the Route 8 murders that occurred between 1988 and 2004, articles about the unresolved New Britain strip mall murders would appear in the results. Reading that someone was on the loose and had left the remains of 7 individuals, all of them prostitutes, most with drug addictions, in the wooded land beside a busy commercial roadway in a nearby suburb, literally sent shivers up my spine. The first skull was discovered by a hunter in August 2007. Within 2 weeks, 50 bones of 3 women were found. In April 2015, the remains of 4 more victims were unearthed. Who was this monster, and how had he managed to escape getting caught? Little did I know that I would soon meet and get to know the subject of my deepest fears. My relationship with William Devon Howell started in July 2015, shortly after he was named as a person of interest in the New Britain serial murders, but not yet officially charged with the crimes.